want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really knew you would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and our news director, Andy DeRiso, who will be bringing us the news in the last hour, will be flying co-pilot with me this evening. And we are loaded for bear. We've got a lot to cover tonight. In the last hour, as I just mentioned, Annie will be bringing us the news, and our health reporter, Katie Whalen, is going to be talking about healing and using frequencies. And her methodology is unique and interesting, and Katie will be telling us about that in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by my friend, Paul Martin, and we're going to be all over the map. We're going to be talking about Agenda 21 in Colorado, Common Core, how it's turning our kids into a bunch of little pansies, and docile, passive learners. So you're not going to want to miss hour number two. At hour number one, our headliner guest for tonight is Steve Quayle from HomelandSecurityUS.com. And Steve is loaded for bear, as he said, as we were talking just before we came on, because his show, I think absolutely one of the best, if not the best show out there in the alternative media. And my show and all other shows like us are in jeopardy because of net neutrality. And Doug knows a lot about this, so he's agreed to come on, and we're going to start with this topic. I'm sure we won't end with it. But if you depend on shows like mine and shows like Doug to get your news and information, you need to pay close attention, and you're going to need to become an activist in this area. Doug, welcome to the show.
Dave, thanks for having me. You have a great show. You and Andy do a great job, and I feel I pale in comparison to Katie and your second-hour guest. By the way, coming on, you referenced me as Steve Quayle.
I didn't
tell you.
Doug had, yeah. Hey, let me put my brain on. Okay, I've reattached it, and there it is. You know, and I got to tell you, Doug, I am so honored that you're coming on the show. I mean, we have been blessed in the last 3 weeks with John B. Wells, Steve Quayle, and now yourself. And I think I'm just kind of reveling and basking in the sunlight here of having such high-profile guests that are so well-respected by the people coming on. Sorry about the faux pas, but let's get down to business. I am really concerned, and I'm not so concerned that I won't be able to broadcast in the future. I would be happy just sitting by and listening to great shows like yourself, but I want to be able to listen to those great shows, and that's in jeopardy, isn't it?
Well yeah, Dave, and this is exactly right. People need to understand one thing and really clearly. What's taking place right now is it will be the implementation of what is called net neutrality, which is anything but neutral. It is the takeover of the internet by executive fiat. Here's the deal. The U.S. federal courts over the last couple of years have struck down net neutrality under the Obama regime twice. There was a November 2011 net neutrality plan to be implemented that was struck down in 2014, January 2014, another one was struck down. But what has happened is the Obama regime, this renegade in chief, has commissioned the FCC, the FCC chairman, Wheeler, to draft legislation for what they term net neutrality. And what the term or the phrase net neutrality connotates is, well, everyone, this will make everything fair for everybody. remember, Dave, how we fought against SOPA and PIPA and ACTA and all these various things that were going to affect the Internet. Remember that? And it failed?
Yes.
All those? Okay. Well, now this has been repackaged and rebranded. And now what the Obama administration or it's not even an administration, it's a regime, along with numerous Democrats and Republicans. It's a one-party, their party, not our party. It's really a one-party, a transcendent political party. But what they've done is they've created a 322-page report. Now, some people say it's 332, but according to Ajit Pai, who is one of the FCC commissioners, it's 322 pages. And it's interesting because this proposed legislation has been written and submitted to the FCC, but nobody is allowed to see it. Congress is not allowed to see it, outside of perhaps a few select individuals, including, but perhaps not limited to, the Gang of Eight. But certainly the American public is not allowed to see it. 322 pages of law that we're not allowed to see, but yet will be undoubtedly passed at the end of this week, either the 26th or the 27th, with a vote within the FCC. And implemented to regulate the Internet in ways that people don't have a clue of how this is going to impact shows like yours and mine, how this is going to impact various other venues. This is not about neutrality. This is about control. This is a consolidation. This is the social. This is the tyrannical takeover. The final frontier here. And people better understand and wake up, get their faces out of these iPhones and the iPads and everything, and understand that the world, the Internet world as we know it, this week will change. Now it's going to be incremental changes, but it's going to change, and it's going to change in a half a dozen ways. This legislation marks a monumental shift toward government control of the Internet. It gives the FCC, but which, by the way, came into existence under FDR. And let me back up here and reaffirm this. If you look at the Internet, if you look at the Internet as a country, we'll say, and look at the economy, look at the Internet, look at the Internet's economy, that country, if the Internet was a country, the economy, it would be ranked number 5 behind the United States, China, Japan, and India. It's really a $4.2 trillion economy. But this plan gives the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the Internet works. It's an overreach that will allow the inside the Beltway, not the users, not the American people, but though the bureaucrats in power, to decide the future of the entire online world. And in fact, the proponents of this new law, this legislation, they're already bragging that it would turn the FCC into the Department of the Internet. This, by the way, that's right out of the words of Ajit Pai from the FCC, who has read this 322-page document. And if I could say this as well, one thing we pay attention to, and I've learned to pay attention to this, and this sounds really, Dave, this sounds really out there, but there is coded communications that exist within the government. Now, people might hear that and say, man, this guy's really off his rocker. I mean, totally off his rocker. But
No, I happen to know you're right, Doug.
Okay. Well, if you look at numbers, remember, we can go back in time, and for example, the Daily Mail had a story, I think it was last year about this time, about Obama having 19.5 million fake Twitter followers. Michelle Obama, 33. I know there were a lot of numbers tossed out there for different things. It was 19.5, 33, and all these numbers. Well, if you look at the specific numbers, you know, where did they come from? They were really put out there, and we can look at the numbers as being messages, coded messages of the power behind the power. The power broker's imprimatur of certain things. For example, what I'm getting to is this particular piece of legislation, 322 pages long. Why isn't why isn't it 323 or 321? Why 322? Well, 322 in occult numerology, which we're dealing with in this regime, as well as through the globalists. It doesn't matter this regime or previous. In occult numerology, 322 has a very significant meaning. And that goes to the counterfeiting of the King James Version of the Bible. But the bottom line on this is 322 has the imprimatur of the globalists. In other words, this is a globalist initiative, and they're saying this. Hey, this meets our approval. And you don't have to take my word for it. Folks can research the meaning of 322, and for an accurate understanding, just open Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, and take a look at what that means, and also the skull and bones and so on and so forth. You'll be able to see what we're talking about here. It's based on this, on Satanism, on the Kabbalah, Luciferian teachings, and it's always been there, and now we're understanding exactly how these insider messages work. So this piece of legislation is indeed a globalist insider approved piece of legislation that will, in fact, go through. I totally believe that. But, having said that, this particular plan to regulate the Internet will increase our monthly broadband bills, not decrease them. Just to give you an example, the United States Post Office. Instead of having the option of using priority mail and regular mail, everyone would have to use priority mail or express mail. You would not have the choice. The choice would be taken away from you. The plan explicitly opens the doors to billions in new taxes on broadband services. Now, and also, Dave, they've already begun discussions on how they plan on spending the extra revenue. So this is incredible. So to them, this is a fait accompli. This is a done deal. And who's going to be paying for it? The people like us, especially in the alternative media. This is a plan to control the alternative media, to stifle the messages of the alternative media, to make it unaffordable for you and for me and for others in the alternative media to use the Internet as a means to get the real truth out there. And I think that's so important for people to understand.
What would be the control mechanism, Doug? I mean, right now the Internet's largely unregulated. How's that going to change so this will be enforced?
Well, there will be throttling, for example. I'm trying to think of a great example to use. Now, again, this is not having read the 322-page document or the proposed legislation. Just understanding what Ajit Pai from the FCC, who has read it, spoke about this on Larry King, and in fact, he issued a statement on the FCC website. But how would it do that? It would actually. It would force, there's a number of ways, but in one way it would force the alternative media to comply with FCC regulations that predate, it would set us back to the fairness doctrine. So we would be compelled to, if we're talking about something political, for example, a political candidate, we would be compelled to provide airtime, equal airtime to the opposing view, or we would have to watch exactly what we say and how we say it on programs like yours and mine. So now this is kind of that statement. People can pick that apart and say, well, that's not really true, but it is. Much like Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act has implemented certain enforcement regulations via the IRS, this legislation is implementing certain enforcement arms, for example, the FEC and the IRS, as a matter of fact. So there are a number of different ways that this is going to play out. Now, it's not going to change overnight, but it will change over time, and people have to really understand that this is bad legislation, and everyone's red flag should be going up. If we're not allowed to read it, for crying out loud, what are they hiding?
Well, just like Obamacare. I mean, you know, we got to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it, said Nancy Pelosi. And it sounds like we're getting verse two of that same strategy. What about avenues for noncompliance? Do you know of any? Will people be able to say, hell no, we won't go, we're not going to do this?
Well, you know, it's I suppose we could. But, you know, how will that work out? And how is that working out with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, with respect to the enforcement arm of the IRS and the tax penalties? You know, what will happen to those who will not comply? With the Internet, they can actually turn the valves, we'll say, or turn the switches to decrease or to throttle the traffic on the Internet. So if you're not complying, if you don't comply, for example, we'll just say Blog Talk Radio. Let's say they don't comply with the proposed or with the legislation by the FCC or the regulation. Well, the FCC can turn them off. I mean, because now the Internet is a public utility, or they could regulate it, they can penalize them, or there are a number of different ways. Now, a lot of this is not clear yet because it hasn't been exposed. So we're operating off of a certain degree of reasoned research and investigation. So I do want to caution people. Look, you know, we don't know the precise language that's in this legislation, but my goodness, it should be a big red flag, the fact that we, the public, the users, the end users of this, are not allowed to look at this, not allowed to see what's in it. And you know, everyone thinks, oh, this is okay. It's not okay. And you're right, Dave. We need to all stand up and say, hell no, we're not going to accept this. We're not going to comply. We need to get behind the people who are pushing this and saying, no, you know, we're just not going to do this. And we also have to understand, well, I think everyone does understand that we are really dealing with a tyrannical type of operation here with this Obama regime.
Well, you know, Doug, I've said for a long time, that our cognitive dissonance, bystander apathy, and learned helplessness, which I'm in the middle of writing about right now on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, it's kept people from becoming active, taking to the streets, doing what really needs to be done. And I've said there are two things that'll break those chains. And those two things are gun confiscation and lack of freedom on the Internet. And I think Obama is pushing this country one step closer towards revolution, because I don't see even the sheep putting up with this.
Well, I tend to agree with you on this, but I also see the FCC and how this is playing out, or how I expect this to play out, will be incrementally. And it's kind of like that frog in the boiling water scenario. And I see people gradually adapting to this. And one of the big talking points by the FCC and by Obama, and even by the Republicans, some Republicans in Congress, is the fact that, well, this will make everything much more fair when it comes to the higher broadband users, or the, you know, like Netflix, they use 33% of the broadband or the whatever you would call it, the bandwidth. So they should pay more. Well, you know, that equity, that's like saying, well, you can think of your own analogy, but the bottom line here, it's just not about, you know, the bandwidth. It's about the content, the control and centralization of the content, and making it so that everything that is broadcast on the Internet, it would be like in a pre-1987 or pre-1989 type of an environment, where everything is throttled to the extent where we cannot say necessarily what we want to say. And it would also put this under the purview of the FCC, the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, as well as the IRS. So you've got this not only this bureaucracy that's throttling, going to be throttling the internet, but you also have the enforcement, as you mentioned earlier, by the FEC and the IRS, and the penalties civilly and even potentially criminally will be severe. And this does go toward, and it would also throw in the hate speech. There would be an enforcement, a stronger enforcement against hate speech or what is perceived to be hate speech, such as if you disagree against homosexual marriage or disagree with abortion, for example, you fall into a different category. In Islam, the same thing. You'd be in a different category.
But imagine you could still bash Christians, right?
Oh, of course, of course. It's open season for them. But people really need to be aware that the vote's coming up the end of this week, and this has a great impact. And I think people, you know, everyone's being directed in the news, except for programs like yours. We're being directed to look at this measles outbreak, and we need vaccinations for it, or whatever the flavor of the day might be. But they're taking people's attention away from the real news that you provide and I try to provide as well. We try to provide, and this they can't have this, and that's kind of the basis for this legislation. I hope I made sense. I'm not sure
no,
if I did.
You've made it's crystal clear. But okay. This reminds me, I wrote an editorial. Gosh, I don't remember when, 2012 maybe 2011, and John McCain at one time when he was trying to get control of the internet and give it to what we used to call the baby bells, you know, Verizon and all their little friends. And he had a provision in there that said he wanted to fine bloggers $300,000 for offensive comments. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, how insane is that?
That's what I imagine we're going to see. I think when you talk about enforcement of hate speech language, that was the first thing that popped in my mind. Says, yeah, I've been there, done that. Okay, we're going to step aside, Doug. I think we need to continue this on the other side because I got a ton of questions, and I am one upset guy right now. Anyway, folks, stay with us. Let's all take a drink of water, regain our composure, and rejoin after a word from these sponsors.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? There's a ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. And I want to tell you about my friend Bob Griswold over at ReadyMadeResources.com. And, you know, I don't have to tell you things are bad. I mean, you're hearing how bad it is tonight with regard to our communications. And the economy's on the verge of collapse. DHS and their minions are practicing for martial law. The Russians are threatening to nuke us. And many of us don't think it's a matter of if, but when American society unravels. And when that happens, there's not going to be any 911 to call. You'll be on your own. Will you be ready? I want to talk to you about my friend Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources and how he can help you get ready. Very few of us realize that we're most vulnerable at night, and that's where ReadyMadeResources.com comes in. Night vision is an essential part of everyone's survival kit. Night vision allows you to see the bad guys at night, and they can't see you. You can drive at night without your headlights on, and if you're bugging out at night, that's a huge tactical advantage. Night vision can also be used for search and rescue. The PVS 14 Plus third-generation auto-gated unit is the best unit in the world, and that's what Bob sells. And, of course, Ready Made Resources sells Mountain House Foods. So you can get the two-for-one deal from Ready Made Resources by calling Bob tomorrow during business hours at 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. And for every $100 of equipment or supplies that you buy, Bob will send you 15 pre-1964 dimes. Again, that number is 1-800-627-3809. We're talking to Doug Hagman from HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's his website. His show airs on Blog Talk every weekday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And you can tune in through his website, a number of other listening resources, and I guess including our own satellite provider who's begun to pick up this very, very, very popular and important show. And we've been talking in the first half hour, if you've just joined us, about how the alternative media is about ready to go bye-bye unless we collectively stand up and do our due diligence and practice civil disobedience. And I think that's what it's going to take. I think if the people push back hard enough, I think on this issue we can make them back down. Doug, what plans do you guys have for the future if this goes into full force? Would you go to shortwave, or have you and Joe, your son and your partner, have you talked about alternative plans?
Oh, absolutely. We have alternative plans in the works that would include, but are not limited to, shortwave. Anything that is beyond the reach of the government, and even if we have to, you know what, Dave, even if we have to get a bus and a bullhorn, that's what we'll do. Go back to leaflets and you know, printed matter. That's what we'll do. But we need the populace to rise up. You know, you wrote an excellent column today, the number one reason why Americans will not fight back against the New World Order. And I think people really need to read that, because what we're into right now, what we're seeing right now, is this, and in fact, you referenced it too on the promo for tonight, is the silencing, the intentional silencing of the independent media. And this is being done in some of the most insidious ways, but people are not understanding what they're seeing. They're seeing attacks on you, on me, on Steve, on Alex Jones, on, I mean, J.B. Wells. I mean, you name it, there are attacks, you know, against the truth tellers. And a lot of these attacks are coming from paid people within the federal government. I reported on this a year and a half ago, where there are minimum wage people that do nothing but create distraction and smear tactics against alternative media on the internet at the hands of the federal government, or as a subset of the federal government, shall I say. So very interesting. And the people aren't, not only are they not understanding this, but as you point out, there's this incredible bystander apathy that exists. And you know, we can talk until we're blue in the face, but until we get, you know, armor or band together and arm ourselves with this information and say, you know, we're not going to take it anymore, it's going to be us who stops this, then nothing will change. And and I use the example all the time. You know, if one person stands up to the TSA at the airport and says, you're not going to nuke me and you're not going to grope me or my wife or my daughter, they will arrest you. If 10 people stand up and say, you're not going to touch me, my daughter, nuke me, whatever, the media will show up and you'll still, the 10 people will be arrested. But if everyone said, or at least 90%, 80% said, you know what, not me, not now, not ever, then and only then will things change. So we need to band together and to hit them at their weakest points, such as the TSA.
Well, Doug, I have a thought.
Yes.
They're beholden to the corporate media, of course, and this is ultimately what they're trying to preserve by going after us. And the answer is this. We just need to shut the regular media off entirely and make it known why we're doing it. And look at, you know, like the other thing, I said this too. We could stop the TSA in a week if we all stopped flying.
Amen.
Because they'd scream so loud that the government would have to back down.
Exactly. You know, and it wouldn't be that difficult, but people look at this. You know, most people today that fly, they look at this as a necessary inconvenience without understanding fully that this is perhaps one of the most egregious offenses against our liberties that in existence. But if, for example, somebody flying for, I've got to fly for work, or I've got to, you know, I'll take a vacation. But you're right. They must realize the rights. Our rights are being trampled, and we must stand up and say, no, I'm not going to fly. If you want me to do this job, I mean, today we could do a lot via the internet. Today, maybe not a month from now, but today we can. So, yeah, we need to say, no, I'm not going to fly. I'm not going to take that vacation. Or I'll drive instead of flying. And the more, and you're right, Dave. I mean, you're absolutely right. But people are not taking this as seriously as they need to take it.
Well, if they like total propaganda, 1984, TV watches us, you know, all that stuff that goes with it, then just do nothing. You know, tomorrow I'm coming out with a companion piece to the one you just referenced on bystander apathy that I wrote today. And it's about learned helplessness. And actually, the concept was popularized by H.G. Wells, even though he didn't use the term, over 120 years ago when he wrote The Time Machine. And he talked about the Eloi and the Morlocks on, and how the Eloi were so passive and docile, and they didn't think their actions could make a difference, so they didn't even try. And that's kind of where we're at today. But Doug, here's the good news. I'm going to call upon my background in psychology and sociology, and we know from studies that are out there, there are things that we can do to overcome bystander apathy and learned helplessness and cognitive dissonance. And I'm going to be coming out with that this week, too. There are things that can be done. We are not totally helpless. And this is why I'm in the midst of writing this, because I think there's a silver lining at the end. Now, Steve Quayle said last week on my show, he thinks individual salvation is possible, but not the salvation of the nation. I would agree from an economic point of view that Steve's correct. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on whether or not we can hold together as a people. We're not yet. We're fragmented right now. But what do you think about that? Do you think America has the wherewithal to band together at its common roots and stand up to this tyranny at some future date?
Wow, what a great question. I believe that everyone listening to your broadcast tonight was born to be, to live, to exist in this very moment in time. It's no accident that you're alive today. And I also believe that what is taking place is a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good versus evil. It's a battle in the heavens. We are fighting principalities and powers of darkness. So, having said that, I think if we look at, if we merely play our positions, in some cases, just kind of show up, so to speak, to the big game. But if we play our positions, perhaps pray to understand what our positions are, and we band together to the extent possible. Yeah, I believe we can turn things around. Can we turn them around fully? I don't know. You know, if I didn't have hope, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I'll say that I believe in the inherent goodness of the people of the United States, of the people of the West in general.
Yes.
So, but if I didn't have that belief, what am I doing? What are we doing? I mean, are we to give up? Of course not. I'm going to fight until the last breath. I'm going to be there. You know, if we're in the thick of battle, metaphorically speaking, or even realistically or practically speaking, you know, I'm going to stand side by side with Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle and anyone else that's on the side of righteousness and freedom. So to say that America is done, and Steve and I have talked about this before, and I know his feelings on this, and we've discussed this at length in off-air conversations. I understand where he's coming from, and I think he's looking at the bigger picture, and I think America will fall eventually.
I agree with you, and I think Steve is right on that point. The question is, can there be a rallying point after the apocalypse? Can there be does it have to be the second coming, or are we going to be able to pull this together and maybe the second coming is at a later date? Because, you know, the Bible tells us we shall not know the time when Jesus returns. So this is why I don't think we can give up fighting, because we don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know if we're in the tribulation. We don't know if the Antichrist is alive for sure. Because the Bible tells us you won't know.
Right. We're groomed to know this season, and I think we're in that season. But you bring up an important point. People think of that when things collapse, for example, the U.S. dollar is orchestrated to collapse. When that happens, People are saying, well, you know, it's the end of the world. No, it's not. It's the end of the world as you know it. It's the end of a lifestyle. That doesn't mean that the world is going to stop. That doesn't mean commerce is going to stop or our lives. No, it means that things are going to change drastically. And this is why we must prepare. And I it drives me crazy when people say, well, you know, your food preps, for example, your gold and silver preps, if you have those, will be worthless. Well, you're thinking in terms of the tribulation way, way down the road. The immediate impact of a collapse, you've got to be able to exist and play through until the other side of the crisis. So, having said,
I could not agree with you any more than what you're saying. And I think all of us who fight this battle, whether it's Alex or Steve or you or me, we're all the same mindset that even if the odds are stacked against us, we're not going down without a fight. And you know what's interesting, Doug, about us, and I don't mean to toot our horn here, but, you know, I know enough about the regular media and some of the inner workings of the personalities, both past and present. Those guys don't like each other. Even in the same network, there is extreme professional jealousy. And I'm going to tell the people listening tonight, Doug Hagman's a friend of mine. Steve Quayle is a trusted friend of mine. I truly also respect the work of the people that ordinarily would be considered to be competition, because we know that we're in the fight for our lives. And that's how you know when you listen to Doug's show, when you go to Steve's website, you listen to Alex, you know you're getting the truth because our lives are at stake.
Indeed they are. And even more so today than ever before. And you know, I just hope people realize, listeners realize, you know, the extent to which the threat exists against people like Dave Hodges, for example. You know, folks, and Steve Quayle, you know, I've seen the threats. I've heard the threats. And even to some extent, for us, the threats are real. And it's interesting because we are a threat to a number of people, to the globalist agenda. And by exposing the globalist agenda, they don't want, for example, they don't want us to be friendly with one another, to uplift one another. But this is what we do. The alternative media, those true to the cause, will support one another and will continue to do so against and fight the bigger battle. Now, you'll see people come in there and attempt to slander, smear, you know, various people. Look through that. Understand what's happening. And when you follow it through and see the chaos, and we all know that Satan is the captain of chaos and the father of lies. So, you know, understand what's taking place. Look at the bigger picture. And I'm a big picture kind of guy. So you're absolutely right, Dave. I didn't mean to kind of go off on that tangent, but the fact is, today in the alternative media, it's not a cakewalk. Let me tell you, it's anything but a cakewalk. If people knew what Dave Hodges, for example, had to endure, and he won't tell you, but I know. And if people knew what Steve Quayle has to endure, he won't come right out and tell you, but I know. You just may not believe it. So, yeah, you're exactly right, Dave.
Well, the old saying really fits here from the Founding Fathers. I think it was Ben Franklin that said, we either hang together or we're going to hang separately. And this is true for everyone listening to this broadcast, too. The alternative media cannot be allowed to go away. It can change forms, but we are the voice of reason, the voice of truth. And I'm not speaking for myself here. I'm speaking against the lies coming out of the mainstream media that pervert your desires, your intentions. They subvert your role as a parent, how you're trying to raise your child. They undermine your morality. This is what I'm speaking about. If you want nothing but a 24/7 version of that, then let this net neutrality thing go through and let us obey it, because we're going to get more of the same, which is the satanic culture coming out of the Obama administration.
Exactly. And you know, to that end as well, I find it interesting that here over this last couple of days, Rudy Giuliani came out and was questioning Obama, questioning his faith, questioning his love of America, his patriotism. You know, my statement to that is, where were these people six, 7 years ago, back in 2008? Well, I'll tell you where they were. They were captured by the corporations that they were working for. For example, Rush Limbaugh. I spoke to, and I have a statement from, and I'm not going to go any further identity-wise, but I've got a statement from someone who regularly sits in for Rush Limbaugh, who was told back in 2008 that he was not allowed to discuss Obama's eligibility or even those reporting on Obama's eligibility, or they would, the plug would be pulled. Now, that's as much as I can say, but I know the cold case posse, Sheriff Joe, has all that information and has a statement from that individual. I guess what I'm saying is this. Right now, we have been captured. We have been overtaken. And it's not a Republican-Democrat issue. And you've pointed this out so many times. This is a globalist. This is a satanic, Luciferian agenda versus everyone else. And we're everyone else. And people better understand that.
We are everybody else. That's exactly right. Kind of reminds me of George Carlin and his very colorful presentation when he said, there's a club out there, and you ain't in it. And we are not in their club. Doug, this is the thing that just amazes me about people when they write into my comment board on the website or they send me an email, and I'm sure you go through the same thing. You could put something out there that says, Ted Turner, quote, cite, hypertext link. No doubt he said it when he called for a 90% reduction in human population. And we see Prince Charles and all these other globalists calling for the same thing. And people just don't want to believe it. I mean, do they think that these guys are just kidding when they say they want to wipe out 90% of humanity?
You know, Dave, I think that they just don't understand the enormity of the lies out there. You know, it reminds me of chemtrails. My son, when we traveled all across the northeastern part of the country for investigative work, when we would do cases, he'd point up to the sky and say, look, those are chemtrails. And I'd say, oh, come on, you know, those are airplane contrails, for crying out loud. But as you do the research and investigation, as you start looking for yourself and you realize, wait a minute, you know, hey, these things are taking place. They are spraying heavy metals across the land. They are modifying our food. They are dumbing us down. They're attacking our pineal gland, calcifying our pineal gland, for example. So we don't have that ability to reason. And more importantly, we don't have that ability to link up or reduce capacity, for example, to link up with the higher dimensional plane where God exists. And yes, God is a big part of this. They're attacking us from all fronts. So it's making it difficult, more difficult for us to fully comprehend what's taking place. And of course, you've done such a great job talking about Agenda 21 and Common Core. Common Core is really the ultimate attack against our children, and that is a taking, that's making them wards of the state, and it's also rewriting history. I mean, we can't even make this stuff up. I mean, this is so bizarre, so big, and to talk to the average person out there who is busy working, you know, two jobs, or the family, the wife and husband working four jobs just to put food on the table. This is by design. It's an assault against the middle class, and people need to understand that this is by design. It's the assault against the middle class. You pointed this out. We're being lied to every step of the way by everybody in Washington.
Doug, what would you recommend the listening audience do in response to what we've been talking about with the FCC and the shenanigans they're up to?
Well, exposure. Sunlight is one of the greatest disinfectants. We need to get the word out there that we will not tolerate interference with the internet. This internet is our last bastion of freedom here in the West, well, across the world. We will hold those people accountable, the FCC people accountable. We will hold the people in Congress accountable, as well as the executive branch accountable. And you might say, well, good luck with that. And yeah, I agree, it's an uphill battle. But the more people who talk about this, instead of talking about who's going to win the Oscar tonight or who won the Super Bowl, for crying out loud, let's talk about the real issues. Let's get the word out there. Let's you know, do whatever we possibly can to fight this. And if we lose the fight, then let's regroup and attack once again. You know, when I say attack, I'm talking about expose. Verbally expose the shenanigans of the globalists. We need to stick together and stop the infighting among the alternative media. If there is any, stop it. Let's band together.
I hear you. I will not participate in that. Doug, I wanted to get a couple of plugs in here for you as we approach the end of the hour. Website, HomelandSecurityUS.com, and your show,
Dave, if I can just say this, it's HagmanandHagman.com. We changed it because
you changed
of the name.
It, okay. All right. Hagman and Hagman. Your homeland is still up and active. In fact, I actually listened to one of your shows today on there. HagmanandHagman.com.
Right.
And
that's our
HomelandSecurityUS.com. And your show airs from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And your shows are riveting. And the thing that's really impressive about your show is your audience. After I appear on your show, my emails are filled with great articles they send me, great questions, great comments. You have quite the sophisticated audience.
I always say, Dave, we've got the best audience in the world, and we share the same audiences. We really do.
I agree.
Yep.
Doug,
we're
out of time, my friend. This is
wow.
Too quick, and we're going to have to do this more often. I'm going to push you a little harder. I know it's late back there, but I also know how important you know it is to get the word out. So as this thing moves forward, I'm going to have you back to update us, and then maybe we can put out a plan of action cohesively, constructively, and together. But I want to thank you so much for joining us. HagmanandHagman.com, 8 to 11, Monday through Friday, the best show on radio for my books. Thanks a lot for joining us, Doug.
All right, Dave. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. We'll be back in hour number two with Paul Martin.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.